give me the word. Make it plain and clear to me. Give me the word. It's a light that I might see. Give me the word.
Give Me the Word, an outreach of Restoration Church Valcarron. Visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Now let's join Pastor Jeff Edwards as he brings us a word of encouragement, hope, and restoration for today.
Well, good morning. This is Jeff Edwards, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word. Remember, Give Me the Word is brought to you to help establish you in faith, to settle you, to put you beyond doubt, and bring you into a favorable position. You know, this year, 2018, we're having an incredible time in breaking out and breaking through. And I want to encourage you this week, come hear an incredible message on joy. That's right. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And right here at 1621 Valley View Road, we're going to be having a message. Pastor May is going to be talking about the joy of the Lord. And can I tell you what? Joy is that fruit of the Spirit that puts you over the top. Joy is that sustaining, and that joy is that guarding, and joy is that strength that we so desperately need as we're hitting the places of breaking out and breakthrough in our lives. Remember, the word that we've given you is 2018 by Dr. Jerry Savelle, and it was this, that there would be days of glory. And we know God's glory is defined as His presence, His power, and His goodness in our lives. That it would be days of flourishing means to increase, that God is a God of increase, and that it would be days of abounding. That would be an accelerated abundance that's exceedingly above all that you could ask or think. Oh, folks, what an incredible opportunity to set our 2018, our sails in the right direction, our rudders running right, adjusting the things we need to adjust. And remember in Haggai chapter 1, we discussed a few weeks ago about consider your ways. You know, you've got to look and examine what's going on in your life. You have to take charge and control in your life and operate in the authority and power that God has given you. If you're ever going to walk into abundance and have breakout in your life and breakthrough in your life, you have to recognize authority and that God is at work with you, and that you have to give God something to work with. We've gone into the Word of God, and we've seen that David declared, you know, that God was the God of the breakthrough, and that it was the place of breaking out in 1 Chronicles chapter 14. And you know, when we look in God's Word and we see that God tells us every day, you know, that God will reveal what promises are for now and what promises are for later. You know, that's one of the things that you've got to be able to discern the will of the Lord. You've got to be able to discern the times and the seasons. You've got to be able to understand that there is seed, time, and harvest. Oh, you know, you'll get frustrated if you don't understand some of the basic principles of God's Word. And if you try and pull Scripture out of context and out of timing, it won't work for you. But what I want to deliver to you today across the North and all around the world that are listening is this, a word from God for right now, a word in due season. You know what a word in due season is? That means it'll give you the strength for today, the joy for the day, the hope for the day. It'll empower you. It'll give you direction. It's the word in due season. It's a right now word. Would you just say that with me right now? A right now word. There are keys to unlocking your breakthrough that we're going to be looking at all month long and all year long to really begin to understand the fullness of what God wants to do. We've looked at small signs that lead to massive breakthroughs. You know, we've also looked at the fact that breakdown many times comes before breakthrough. And so if you're on the point where it just seems like it's all over, rejoice. You're at the right place, hallelujah. You're a good candidate for a miracle. That's a good place to rejoice. When we're in times of major transition and it's easy to feel stressed or uncertain, and I say that to you right now, you know, the beginning of the year 2018, that there are people going through massive transitions in their life. You know, some of us are moving into new seasons. Some of us are moving into new jobs, into new mindsets. We're trying to hear from God what to hang on to and what to let go. We're bombarded daily with conflicting messages. You know, many of us even have many negative reports going on in the world. You know, can I tell you what about the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ? The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ is ever advancing. The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ is ever increasing, and people are getting saved all across this great world, and there are signs and wonders. The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ is doing quite well. Now, when we look at things in our immediate cities or our churches or even in North America, many times we wonder because we don't seem to see some of the explosive growths, or we don't begin to see some of the incredible manifestations of God's goodness. You know why, folks? Because sometimes we become too reliant on self. We become too complacent, and we're not pressing in and pressing on. We're comfortable. You know, a comfortable Christianity is never going to be a powerful Christianity. Why? Because God didn't call us to comfort. God called us to comfort the afflicted, just like the Holy Spirit. He's our comforter. You know, and the Bible says that we can comfort others with the comfort wherewith we are comforted. And folks, I want you to get a hold of something right now, that if we're going to see a massive move of God and the glory of God and the flourishing of God and the abounding of God, we've got to let go of the comfortable things that we've known. We've got to be willing to press in and press out to see the things. We've got to be willing to step out in faith, because it's faith that pleases God. We've got to recognize that we have a responsibility to God for the Great Commission and the Great Commandment, that God said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. So until that's been accomplished, until that's been done, and until that's something that daily is alive in your life, why would you struggle with what's your part of your destiny? See, many of us are more concerned about what we want than what God wants for us. Can I tell you what? God's Word will shape you. And when you grab a hold of this Word of God and you begin to allow God to be at work in your heart and your life, something very powerful is going to happen. Listen to this. In Matthew chapter 13 and verse 44, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all that he had and bought that field again. This parable has something to say about your destiny. Maybe God has spoken to you in the past about something that it seems that it's not happened yet. Now, I want to encourage you, over the next several months, you can expect God to speak to you again, again, and again. This is a time to trust that God has your best interest in mind. Did you know that the saying, God helps those who help themselves, is not in the Bible? But there are many principles in the Bible that talk about how to get through difficult times, unclear seasons, or times when you feel stuck. You see, folks, it's not what we think God's Word says, it's what does His Word really say. See, that's one of the awarenesses that we need to come to. And that's what I was ministering and preaching on several weeks ago in church. I was talking about, just because you believe it to be true does not mean it's true. Because God's Word is true regardless of what you think. You see, God says that His Word is truth, that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And so if we're having challenges in any arena of our life, then what we need to see in that arena of life is the truth. The truth will set you free. Why are we in bondage? Because we don't have the truth. The truth will set us free. Can I tell you something about the truth? The truth will challenge you. The truth, I heard one person say it this way, that God comforts the afflicted and afflicts the comfortable. You know, folks, can I just say it that way? You know, can I say it that many times truth will offend the mind and expose the heart? You see, if you want to see the great things that God has for your life, if you want to see those breakthroughs and those breakouts, and if you want to see the days of His glory and the days of flourishing and abounding, then you've got to be willing to walk in the truth. You've got to be willing to walk in the light as He is the light. When we understand these very simple principles of God's Word, then we begin to understand that God works together with us. We have a part to play and God has a part to play. Remember, it says, trust the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. It says, give and it will be given unto you, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. The Bible is full of the principles of God's Word. While none of the principles of the Word in and of themselves make you a Christian. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You know, there are many people that operate principles. But what I've always endeavored to teach people, that there are principles of God's Word, and there is the Prince of Peace, or the person of Christ. That if you have the principles without the person, you may see some of the results of God's Word. But when you have the person without the principles, you'll also see some of the results of God's Word. But when you bring both the person and the principles, when you bring the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and the principles of God's Word together in your life, you begin to see something supernatural take place, and you enter into His glory, His presence. And in his presence, you can expect to see times of refreshing, is what it says in the book of Acts in chapter 3. But it declares that there would be days of repentance, that we must repent, we must change our thinking, we must recognize, we must, as Haggai says, consider our ways and then do our part, and God does his part. Hallelujah. You know, there needs to be a paradigm shift in your mind. There has to be something that happens that many people, they think that it's a do-it-yourself opportunity. You know, it emerges in everywhere of our lives. But we need to understand that it's not just the makeover, or it's not just how to fix things, but there are principles that we can have a roadmap to radical change. Oh, say that to your life, a roadmap to radical change. You know, it's a matter of what you do on a daily basis. The secret of success or failure is found in your daily routine. Yeah, you study Stephen Covey. You study all the many people. You know how to win friends and influence people. You study the goal setters, John Maxwell. You study all the great business people that teach people how to move ahead and be successful. You know what? They're all going to tell you the secret to your, what goes on in a daily basis. Why? Because Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 tells us this. For whatsoever a man sows, that will he reap also. And if you remember at the first of the month, I taught you that many of us have in our mind's eye that we hear 21 days is the key thing to change everything. But that study that they're quoting from the late 50s and early 60s, the Dr. Maltz actually said this, it takes a minimum of 21 days. You know, folks, what you're going for is a change in lifestyle, mindset, and belief system. And once you go through the 21 days, if you've achieved the lifestyle change, the belief system change, then your life's going to reflect those 21 days in a continuous ongoing basis. But if you think it's a mystical, magical 21-day period that you do something and all of a sudden you've rewired everything in your life, you've missed the very thought that what needs to happen is it needs to continue as long as it takes to make the lifestyle change. That's why some people get very frustrated with Christianity. They get very frustrated with putting God first or with giving into the kingdom of God or forgiving constantly, and they never break through to those arenas of it becoming lifestyle. Lifestyle is the key. That's what we're looking for. So when you have a lifestyle change, then your habit patterns reflect that. You know, that's so simple, but yet it's so profound. If you'll just get a hold of it, you know, it's not the self-fix or the do-it-yourself fix. It's you need to understand the principle is whatsoever a man sows, that will he reap. If you decide to change the outlook and begin to sow blessings, love, and encouragement, then it's going to shift the spiritual atmosphere around you. You know, folks, sometimes all we're doing is complaining, we're murmuring, we're negative. And then we wonder, why isn't more joy and happiness going on around us? Well, folks, we've got to change the atmosphere. We've got to change what's going on. Remember, part of days of glory is His presence. His presence. You see, in His presence is the fullness of joy. You see, in His presence, there is joy evermore. You know, and as we get a hold of this, it's what you do on a daily basis that you'll find the success and the promises of God coming to pass in your life. It'll shift that atmosphere. You need to change and be aware of how you think. Not only must you be aware of what you're sowing, but you must be aware of how you're thinking. Proverbs 23:7 in the New King James says, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." It's not only what you do, but it's how you think about yourself. Begin to line up with what God says about you. Hebrews 11:1 talks about faith, that seeing things that are not as though they were. We need to see and think the way about ourselves as well. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and go, "I'm forgiven. I'm righteous. I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. That I'm the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. That I'm the healed, that I'm the whole. That I am delivered in the name of Jesus. That I am increasing, that I am abounding, that God's favor rests upon me." Oh, folks, all right now, what are you seeing? You know, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You know, Henry Ford said, "A man that says he can and can't are both right." What's the limitations that you're facing? Is it the limitations of your daily routine? Is it the limitations of your thinking about yourself? You know, what's holding you back? What's the controlling power that's holding you back in that place you want to see breakthrough in your life? Well, folks, it's found in the daily routine. It's found in as a man thinketh in his heart. It's found in believing. Listen to this in Mark 11:23 and 24. It says, whatsoever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Even though your answers may not yet be there, keep believing. Have faith and setting up the spiritual atmosphere of believing around you. Remember that miracles could happen immediately, or they can happen in a season. When there was unbelief in the town, there was not much done there. Well, folks, that's why I'm so thankful for KFM, that we have invaded the enemy's realm, that he is called the prince of the power of the air, and that these airwaves go out and declaring the goodness of God, the power of God, that Jesus is Lord over Northern Ontario, that Jesus is Lord over every town and village that this signal goes into. I'm so thankful for the faith of Curtis and Shelley and the team here at KFM. What an incredible team that is dedicated to the advancement of the gospel of Jesus Christ all across Northern Ontario, not looking to go someplace else, but to focus the light all across Northern Ontario, and then from here around the world. Remember, Northern Ontario is our Jerusalem. But God says from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the uttermost parts of the earth. We have people that listen online all around the world. And I'll tell you what, as you're partnering together with KFM, you're touching lives all across the North. You're responsible to believe God for your city. Would you help us in the name of Jesus reach your city for Jesus Christ? Would you stand up and partner together with us? I encourage you. Call KFM and become a monthly partner. If you're not, become a partner with KFM. And you can call the toll-free line at 888-674-2585. 888-674-2585. Maybe call them and partner. Increase your partnership. Or just call the prayer line there and just say, I want to get an agreement with you for our city being touched for Jesus Christ. Or perhaps you have a prayer request you need. Folks, God has something going on behind the scenes, and you're part of it, praise God. You're listening to this broadcast, and perhaps you've never made Jesus Christ Lord of your life. You've heard of Jesus all your life. You go to church, perhaps, or perhaps KFM is your church at the moment. It's where you gather, and it's where you're instructed, and it's where you're being fed right at the moment. I encourage you, that's wonderful and well, but they would tell you, go find a local church and become part of that local church, because it's there that you begin to bloom and blossom. It's there that you begin to connect and really live out the gospel of Jesus Christ in the community of believers. Folks, perhaps you've never made Jesus, and you'd like to do that, Lord of your life. The Bible says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if you confess him as Lord, and believe that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You know, what does it say to confess him as Lord? Meaning, you're willing to let him call the shots in your life, that he is first in your life, that you repent, you're turning from your ways to his ways, that you're willing to trust him with everything in your life. You see, that's what it means to make Jesus Lord. It's not a simple, slippery gospel to where you just pray a simple prayer and you're saved. No, there's commitment here. There's dedication here. There's an intent here. Jesus said, you know, that we should confess him before men. Jesus said that we should follow him and not be concerned about what's behind us. Jesus declares that if we are going to be great, then we must become servant of all. Jesus declared in the Word of God that he himself, in John 3:16, he sent the Son. God so loved the world that he gave the world his only begotten Son, Jesus. Jesus loves you. He'll never disappoint you. And can I tell you what, if you put your trust in Jesus, the most difficult days that are with you right now or will come upon you in the future, you'll find a peace and a joy and a contentment that you never would have known without Jesus. Why? Because he is the Prince of Peace and he is the lover of your soul. He is the one that will heal you, deliver you, and set you free. He is the one who has promised to you and to me is that we have the assurance that he will never leave us and he will never forsake us. I say to you right now, would you confess Jesus as Lord? Would you turn from your way to his? Would you cry out to the Lord right now? For today is the acceptable day of salvation in your house. Perhaps you've been a Christian and you've not been living for Christ. The same faith and relationship that saved you is the same faith and relationship that'll sustain you. He forever is married to the backslider. He loves you. You know, would you be willing to set aside your ways and your thoughts and take his? I'd like you to pray this simple prayer with me. If you pray it with all your heart and you believe it, it's a prayer that will radically change your life. You will become filled with the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. Just say this, Lord Jesus, I come before you right now in 2018, and I'm going to give my life to you. I believe that you're my Lord. I turn from my way of living, and I want to follow you, Jesus. Now, Lord, thank you for forgiving my sin. I believe you died for my sin. I believe all my shortcomings are under the blood of Jesus, and I thank you you were raised from the dead so that I might live again. Lord, I receive you right now. Come fill me, Holy Spirit. Fill me with your glory. Fill me with your presence. Fill me with your power. Fill me with your joy. Holy Spirit, thank you that you now begin to direct my life. Holy Spirit, thank you that you lead me to a church that I can become part of and I can connect with the body of Christ. I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. Amen. If you pray that prayer with all your heart, then your life's going to be changed. We'd like to hear from you. You can go online to restorechurch.ca. I'd like to send you our mini book, Turning Trouble to Triumph. Go online, restorechurch.ca, or call the church office at 705-588-7600. You didn't just join a particular church. You joined the church, the body of Christ. Hallelujah. But I encourage you, find a church home. Find some place and go to church this weekend. If you're in the greater Sudbury area, or if you're visiting, join us Sunday mornings at 10:30, 1621 Valley View Road. We'd love to pray with you and believe God with you and shake your hand. Remember this, God loves you so much. And that God has sent this word into your life to make a difference. And that you now know that you can change your daily routine. And that your daily routine can reflect the time and the Word of God. Your daily routine can reflect you're going to change how you think. Your daily routine is going to reflect that you're going to begin believing God that what He says is true and that you are going to receive what He has. And I'm going to take action. I want you to say this right now with me. Say, I'm going to take action. Listen to what James 2:17 says. It says, in the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. So faith without deeds is dead. Can I tell you what? Your healing's in your faith. Your prosperity's in your faith. Your restoration's in your faith. Why? Because faith always has a corresponding action. And what is that action? I don't know what that action might be for you. The Holy Spirit will lead, guide, and direct you. You know, with one person, the faith was that they were to go and wash their eyes in the pool of Siloam. That was with it with one place. You know, with one, it was rise up, take up your bed, and walk. You know, with another, it was his friends lowered him down through the roof, and that he was healed. I don't know what the step of faith might be for you, but the Holy Spirit will instruct you. But there's always a corresponding action to a faith statement. You know, your healing. You know, I remember so many years, and it's not foolishness, folks, it's faith. You know, I tell people all the time, until the doctor takes you off the medicine, you stay on it. If you get a word from the Holy Spirit that contradicts that, that's between you and God. But my word I always give to people, until the doctor removes you from the medicine, you stay on it. I thank God for doctors. I thank God for people who work in all kinds of arenas of life that help people with trauma and with relational issues and problems. But can I tell you what? It's the power of the Holy Spirit. It's putting faith to the Word of God. It's putting action behind our faith that makes a difference, that we'll see these days of glory, these days of flourishing, these days of abounding, an abundance of rain is coming your way. Would you just declare this with me today and make a faith declaration that from this moment on, I'm going to be cognizant, I'm going to be aware of that whatever I sow, that I'll also reap. From this moment on, I'm going to be aware that I'm going to change how I think about every situation and about me, and it's going to reflect what God says and how God says it. And from this moment on, I'm going to begin having faith and believing that what God's Word says, that when His Word says it, I'm going to declare it and I'm going to stand on that right now, and that I'm going to believe that God's going to lead me to the correct place of action in my life, in faith. And that my life will see the radical transformation that God has for me. You know, these are the things that God has called you to do. And they will cause incredible radical change in your life. And when you have incredible radical change, can I tell you what that means? That means radical means associated with extreme change. You know, your dreams can become a reality. And you can unlock the arenas in your life to see the process of becoming breakthrough-minded and breaking out, and that you can see what God wants to do. that you can align with God, that God can give you the wisdom to create the right lifestyle for you that brings everything He wants to pass in your life. Because, folks, that's what we're looking for ultimately. We're looking for lifestyle changes for people. Not diets, not fads, but lifestyle. That's why a lifestyle is consistent in what it gives and it sows. A lifestyle is consistent in what it thinks. A lifestyle is consistent in believing God in face of every impossible odd. And a lifestyle is consistent in constantly taking the steps of action and faith that are necessary to see breaking out and breakthrough in your life. This is Jeff Edwards. We love you. We're praying for you. We're believing God for you. 2018 is going to be your year for days of glory, His presence, His power, and His goodness. It's going to be your year to begin flourishing and abounding in your life. It's going to be your year for breaking out from every controlling behavior and everything that's been restricting your life. And it's going to be your year of breakthrough where you're going to have a sudden advancement in knowledge and technique. And you're going to get the wisdom of God to live the life that God has for you. Jeff Edwards saying that if you don't have a church home in the greater Sudbury area, come visit us on Sunday mornings at 10:30. Join us live across the network at 7 o'clock on Sunday nights for our Impact program. Go online to the website, restorechurch.ca. We'd love to hear from you. Restorechurch.ca or call the church office, 705-588-7600. Remember this, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured. Give me the
word. Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word with Pastor Jeff. For more faith-building messages and resources, visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
Give Me the Word, sponsored by Neocon, for all your Poured Foundation needs. Call 969-1626.